Mr. Bundy, I have the secretary on the line.
Happy election day, Mr. Bundy.
How are you?
Fine. Just a moment for the president.
Going.
Everything's fine up here. We don't know any more than you do yet, but we feel good.
What happened outside, out yonder?
What happened, sir?
Vietnam.
Nothing out there. We have recommendations and comment going back and forth, but there's no further event on the scene as far as I know. Taylor isn't the opinion that you've seen, but he's also the opinion have time to get organized. The chiefs and my brother are working on the staff work. We expect it to take several days to get the kinds of plans and counterplans and checks and balances that we were talking about yesterday worked out.
Hush.
The military have accepted that, as I understand it.
With approval?
Well, I haven't actually heard from Bob back, but the messages back and forth show good humor. I don't think there's any immediate trouble, but I think they're operating under the assumption that we're really getting ready, and at the same time, we're not sending anything to the field that implies a decision. So Max doesn't yet know how sharply and clearly you indicated your intention to General Wheeler yesterday. We just don't want that in the cables until we're ready to go.
Are you less sharp on it?
Mr. President, I feel in a way that nobody should ask you to make any decision until you're acting with today behind you.
Yeah.
If I were deciding it, yes, I feel about as you did yesterday, but I don't think anyone should decide anything until you have this day under your belt.
Have you heard from any of the politicians today, any of the writers or Lipmans or the rest of them?
Alton's been around. He's in the mood to work on this problem right away. Lipman talked to Bill Moyers. I haven't got back to Bill, and I don't know what he said. Alton, of course, as usual, wants us to make up our minds to put the necessary amount of pecan in Southeast Asia. Walter doesn't really think that's problem number one. I think he thinks the most important problem is to get you to take time to think about the problem in the new perspective that today will give. That's what he did think when I had lunch with him about 2 days ago. He wouldn't put Southeast Asia first on the agenda, although I think that's because he's not really as close to it as some of the rest of us. The press generally are all of the view that you're going to get a very... Jaylan, for example, came in this afternoon, or of the view that you're going to get such a mandate that you will be able to set any course you want in any part of the world. I'm a little less of the view that our election decides all the events everywhere else, but I will.
I am too, and I'm less of the view it's going to be that big.
I just don't know yet.
Did they run 3 or 4 full-page ads up there today and saturate the television?
No, they haven't. The television's not here. The papers in New York were full of ads, but mostly about Kennedy Keating. Bill would have more direct political news than I have, but when I talked to him this morning, he sounded very unworried. And the view that the thing really was had come down to the last 2 or 3 days in very good. The way he put it to me was he did not have the worries he'd been having 2 or 3 days ago. So we're in a situation now where we'll know a lot more in an hour and a half, and we'll really know something from Connecticut and something from the model precinct. My understanding is that the CBS, at least this is what they... I had lunch with the Washington Post people who think it's all absolutely in the bag, and they say to watch Lou Harris because they've been up and down it in every primary and in the 62 elections, and he really does know how to get it very close.
You want to marry there, marry in Washington with you?
Yes, there she is.
Give her my love and tell her I haven't seen her in so long.
Well, Mr. President, and how have you been? It must have been a long day for you.
I just fell apart, Mac. I just fell apart. I just so damn, my back is killing me. My head is hurting. I haven't been up all day. And...
Well, you didn't, but I gather you had time to show the boys how to draw water from a well. That hit the tickers nice and sharp.
Well, I did early this morning. I got to bed late, and I went and got up early. But people are so good. They're so good.
I'm sure you've had the most wonderful welcome down there.
They never had anything in 100 years like it. It's probably 125,000.
Yeah.
Just as far as you can see. Had as many almost as the town's got. And not an ugly sign and not an ugly word. And we didn't have any bitterness in our. We just said that here we are and we prepared for this. And if your will, we continue, okay. We got a great country, and we got we're blessed, and it was just a wonderful evening. It's very touching every evening, but I got so sore today, I didn't realize how much I'd been doing and how high up on the mountain I'd been. I've been keyed too high.
Well, you've just been living on air and on nerve for a month now, and I can promise you, Mr. President, that we're all right here, and we're none of us going anywhere any further than our desk for the next few days till we get sorted out, and there isn't anything that needs a hurried decision. And my own judgment is that, I think it is going to be a big victory, and I think it's going to be a strong one, stronger than I'd been guessing until the last two or three days. And there is some gossip that the pollsters have all shaded their hedged their bets, and that their private betting is that it's going to be even bigger than they've published, but I don't know how much truth there is.
Tell Mary hello for me, and we'll get together and get back and transfer me to Bill if you can, if the operator can come back on.
I can get you back, yeah. Can you get, is this the, which tech White House is?
That's not.
Mr. Moyer, the President wants to read.
I'll take it, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Moyer?
Yes. Operator? Operator?
Oh.
Operator?
Moyer, sir.
Let me speak to Mr. Moyer, please.
Working on another extension at the moment.
Oh, can I hold this, President?
Yes, sir. One moment.
Well, Paul, I just might as well not have you and Ken down here.
Hello.
What do you know?
Well, things are going pretty well, I think, from the standpoint of just isolated returns. It's too early to have anything definite, but I'll give you these. Jack's probably giving the report from Molly Quayle, saying that it looks like we'll carry Kansas with 52% of the vote. Number one, there's a Republican precinct in New Jersey. The absentee ballots have gone for 344 to 250. One precinct here in Washington, D.C., a Negro precinct, it looks like it's going for us 85 to 1. John Bailey told me a few minutes ago we probably will carry, on the basis of his early return, would probably carry Connecticut by 500,000. Scammon says that the Kansas situation is probably the best sign you'll get, that he's got his eyes on two states, New Hampshire and Kansas. If we don't do well, and if we lose New Hampshire, we're in trouble, but if we carry by even one vote, we're in very good shape. Kansas is a bellwether in this election because of the rural conservative makeup out there. This precinct in Norfolk went for 17 to nothing. And a Republican precinct in Upper Michigan that went 12 to nothing for Nixon in 1960 has gone 7 to 5 for Goldwater, which means that we're picking up 5 of that vote. Those are basically all that we have right now. Just isolated incidents, but all of them are encouraging. Heavy turnout in our precinct in New York. I've talked to Mr. Wiseman. I've talked to Bobby Kennedy. He feels now that he'll probably win by at least 400,000. You'll win by 2 million. And Governor Brown. I talked to Governor Brown. He's too early out there, but the voting's very heavy in Democratic precincts, also heavy in Republican precincts, particularly in Orange County, as we expected. Voting is very heavy. Republican voting was very heavy this morning in Memphis, not very heavy in our precincts. Abe Portis got that report, and I got a hold of Cliff, and he's on top of that, and our people are traditionally vote, I'm told, in the afternoons in Memphis. I've got no report from Georgia yet. Carl Sanders is going to call me at 6:45 our time. Let me know what it looks like. But those are it.
Yes. What does Sanders think about Georgia? Close.
50,000, our side.
Out of how many? A million?
A little over a million. Heavy, heavy Negro turnout all throughout the South. Unusually large turnout in Virginia on both sides, Republicans, Democrats. Took me 15 minutes to vote this morning at 7:30. Precincts in Bethesda and Silver Springs a mile long. There's one Republican precinct in San Antonio. Have you got that report yet?
No.
Republican precinct, Johnson 250, 260, and Goldwater 240, Yarborough 240, and Bush 220. That's a Republican precinct in, traditionally Republican precinct in San Antonio.
What is Johnson 2, what?
250, 260 to 240.
There's 20 votes lead.
20 votes. Yarborough 240 to 220.
And he's just 20.
Right.
That doesn't sound good. San Antonio ought to have any Republican.
But that's not, Mr. President, that's not, I can't think of the name of that area over there in San Antonio. That's a heavy Republican.
Alamo Heights.
Alamo Heights, that's right. That's right. Things ought to really start picking up in 10 minutes. About 6:30, I'm supposed to start getting calls from Bailey and others, and I'll wing them right on down there.
All right.
I went by to see Walter this afternoon. First time I've been by, he told me I shouldn't go until today. He's feeling good.
What did he say?
Well, he just hopes it's a big margin because he said you've got everything at stake, and he's got a lot at stake, too, on the size of it. He feels if it's close, it'll be his fault. And if not, you want this fighting. But he was in good outlook. He said he and Marge are going to take off as soon as he get out of the hospital and go away for a while and think about what they ought to do. He had a number of job offers, didn't know what he would do. They would think about it when they got away. He was actually in good spirits.
Do you know we love him?
Yes, sir.
Please tell him what to do. More than anybody in the world.
I'm going to call him from time to time tonight. Check with the doctor.
Tell him we just love him more than anything in the world. Well, I just fell apart. My back's hurting. My head's hurting. I'm aching all over. I've got a headache. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've been in bed all day long.
Well, just take it easy. I wish you'd go get some sun somewhere, Key West or something like that.
Well, I'm afraid of Vietnam. I'll hang up teleoperator to get me, Rusk.
All right.
And you call us here at the ranch. We'll be here another hour.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, you and Ken ain't worth a damn. Delaware and Iowa. How much do you bet on Delaware?
Wouldn't be undefeated.
All right.
Sounds like that, Rusk.
Thank you, Mr. President. Hello.
Thank you, Rush, honey.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, ma'am. I can go back. I ought to, and the quicker they can, the better, and be sure it's tonight. But I won't get them off that payroll just to... Huh? Well, I'd send them back tonight.
Hello.
Yeah?
Dean Rusk.
Dean, how are things going today?
Well,
Well, we had a fairly quiet day at the office. We, George Ball and I were there with the single.
Dean, how are things going today?
Well, we had a fairly quiet day at the office. We, George Ball and I were there with, got some things lined up just to be ready to move on some of these things after today. What reports do you get from around the country?
Oh, nothing that you can tell anything about. I've just got a sore back, sore hip, been hurting me, and sore head, and been having a headache all day, and I've been in bed all day. I just kind of came off the mountain, you know. I've been kind of keyed up, and I'm just kind of feeling punch drunk.
Well, you need a good rest, and I'll get it if you possibly can the next few days.
Thought you were awfully nice to bring the cabinet over yesterday, and I enjoyed it.
They were thrilled to have a chance to be there to see you off, and I called Hubert this morning to tell him how much everybody appreciated the job he did in the campaign.
Well, he's wonderful. Well, I just want to check in with you and see if we had any problems in Vietnam.
Well, the situation there is about as it was. We've got a problem, of course, but we'll be turning. I did see Dobrynin today, and he raised the Cambodian incidents along the border. And I told him that how we saw it, our side of it, and then told him that after today's over, though, I want to have some very serious talks with him about Southeast Asia and other questions. And he seems to be ready to knuckle down to some business, so we'll see where we can move some of these things. Have you received that message yet from Mac Bundy?
No, I don't think so.
Well, he came in earlier to see, before he saw me, to see Tommy Thompson with a message that we thought ought to be held in the pen pal series, and Mac will be getting it out to you, but it ought to be held very closely. There's nothing very significant about it, except it was a thoughtful message from the new team about a number of subjects. They urge that we continue to see whether we can arrange to reduce the military budgets on both sides without any commitments or agreements. They told us they had pulled 15,000 men out of Eastern Europe, and said that they thought that there's room for some more action along that line to be taken. In other words, they were exploring a little bit to see what how much movement there is in the possibilities. So I was on the whole encouraged with it.
That's good. Give Virginia my love, and thank you so much for being so faithful.
Take care of yourself.
Bye. Dean.